This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette City Council met last week to consider how to fund the renovation of the Gurley Overpass. According to the news record, at that meeting, City Engineer Joe Schoen presented the council with financing options. Local funding would mean more local control and a shorter time frame for the project from design to completion, but in order to fund the work, other city projects would have to wait. Federal funding through grants would mean a long time frame, more expense, less control, and no real guarantee that the city would even get the grant money needed, as less than 10% of proposed projects actually receive funding, and federal policy would add time and cost to the project. Money has been set aside for the design phase, and City Administrator Hyun Kim said the next move is to get the preliminary design and see which direction the city should go. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The project to move a section of T7 Road to allow mining of some 93 million tons of coal continues. Anyone with an objection to the move or a claim to damages caused by the move must file with the Campbell County Board of Commissioners by noon, March 4th. The move is being funded by NTEC, which owns the Cordero Rojo mine. At the end of 2020, the EPA revised the lead and copper rule, requiring the removal of all lead pipes in municipal water systems. In order to comply, the city of Gillette has till the fall of 2024 to take an inventory of all service lines and water mains. There are 239 miles of water main in Gillette that must be examined, and the process could mean a pretty sizable hit to the city budget, and it means water rates will probably have to be raised to help pay for the work. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.